I was as surprised as anyone. We got the email from the mayor's office that he had made this decision while I was away. I had three meetings last night, which is a typical Common Council members' night. So I had three meetings. I got home a little bit before 9, and I had a message from another news outlet asking me if I could comment on it. I said, comment on it? I just found out. I am supporting Kathy Sheehan, so I went to where people were assembled who support her, and we had a nice little evening together.
Do you think Kathy Sheehan has it in the bag now?
I don't think you can ever say that any candidate has it in the bag, because it's decided on election day. You do everything you possibly can to identify your support. You are relentlessly energetic in doing that, but we're working very hard. I've been involved with her campaign since the very beginning, and I know how hard we're working, and we will continue to work very hard.
What about Corey Ellis?
Well, the record shows that last time in 2009 that I supported Corey Ellis, he has announced for mayor. So it's not speculation that he's running, and I wish him well in that pursuit. This cycle, I'm supporting Kathy Sheehan. I'm very excited about all that she'll bring to the city of Albany.
You're a woman of color and of achievement. Corey Ellis is a man of color. Kathy Sheehan is not. Does it put you in any kind of compromised situation?
I don't believe that it does. I think that that's our right in this country, and this city is a part of this country, so we have the right here in Albany as well. I share an identity with each of them. I'm a female. I am Black. Neither one of them are Black women. But the thing is, as I said, I'm supporting a candidate who I feel very strongly about and who's going to really bring her gifts and her commitment and her skills to the entire city of Albany and to all of our neighborhoods.
What kind of change do you want to see when a new administration takes office?
Well, one of the things I've discovered through being involved as an elected official is that there's some really, really incredible minds out there who are doing cutting-edge research and then implementation of ideas of how do we make these cities work. The cities in the United States at this time all face very big challenges. The economic downturn of a few years ago, we're still suffering from that. And we see that in the reduction, in some cases, great reduction in state funding and also federal funding. We have to figure out how to make these cities work with much, much less. But as I said, there are people who are cutting edge researchers and policy theorists and policymakers who give us many ideas of how we can move forward. And I look forward to bringing some of that into our city.
Our education system here in Albany has been found wanting by many. Do you think a different person as mayor can make a difference?
The issue of urban education is huge, too. We're not the only city in the United States that faces big, big challenges as far as providing quality education for all of our students. As you know, I am an educator. I am
indeed
really completely committed to making sure that every child in our city has the best educational opportunity, and I work actively on that. And so does actually Kathy Sheehan. She is a part of our Albany Promise, and I think that will be high on her agenda, although the school system and the city government are not in any way actually tied to each other in an official way.
The newspapers are all making something out of somebody coming in who is not in yet. No names have come up, but who have you got your eye on? Anybody?
I had a conversation with someone this morning who said that they were waiting to see if that's what was going to happen. And I guess I just feel that because we're so close to the beginning of petitioning, if you don't have a lot of ducks in a row before June the 4th, when petitioning starts, it's like, how are you going to pull it together? There's fundraising that needs to be done. There are so many parts of a citywide campaign, even a ward campaign for council. There's so many things that need to be done prior to that big deadline of petitioning beginning. I don't know how someone would do it unless they've been a stealth candidate completely under the radar up until now, waiting for this announcement. But there's a huge amount of organizational work that allows one to run successfully.
Well, money can change a lot of things, as we know from Mike Bloomberg in New York City and others. You can buy an awful lot at the point at which you need to move fast, can't you?
I guess that could be the case, but I don't know who that person is.